We were talking mini splits going into the break, and Matthew has a question about them. Welcome to the program. How can we help you?
Are you talking to me?
Yes, sir.
Oh, I thought you got it because I didn't hear Matthew, so you got to give the name out. But anyway, yeah, can you have more than one evaporators on a mini split?
Yeah, they're
two small rooms.
Yeah, they're called multi-head mini splits.
So you can do that. That's good because their rooms are too small to justify two full blown one. It'd be too prohibitive for me to redo ducting.
And
I'll put this aside to the using evaporative cooler for an industrial garage. You get an industrial fan and you put five jets in front of it, micro mists.
Yes.
And you'll cool that thing down, but you're going to get everything wet sooner or later.
Yeah, sooner or later you are. But yeah, there are multi-head mini splits. And I understand you don't feel it'll work in your situation, but we have ducted mini splits in the past as well to take care of a mother-in-law suite that had a kitchen, sitting area, and the bedroom. So they're pretty darn versatile. They really are. The only thing you have to solve with a mini split is how are you going to filter your indoor air? Because they don't filter the indoor air very well. So you almost need a separate filtration system. But the mini splits operate so darn efficiently, they cool a space for half the price of a conventional air conditioning system. That's why we've become such big fans of them. And they work as a heater. So they can cool you off in the summer, and there's a reversing valve. You use them as a heater in the winter. So, my garage lives at 78 all year long. Yes, my dogs are tremendously spoiled. And when we take them down to Baba Kamari and they have to sleep outside in their truck and it's 52, they really frown and shiver at me all night long. But other than that, it's a great way to go. Mini splits. Hey, what are the takeaways for today's show?
Had a great broadcast, our Farm Fresh Hour. Always fun having the Arizona Farm Bureau in. We had our guest rancher was a herder? Are you a sheep herder? Are you a goat herder?
I guess.
You a shepherd? What is your official title there? Is it a goat rancher?
I think in
goat
Arizona,
wrangler?
In Arizona, they're goat and sheep wranglers.
And they talking about the
700 acres in beautiful Franklin, Arizona.
Yeah, and the community supported ag that you can find and continue to get local and safe food supply through.
And it's a huge, it's been a, I think Julie used the term exponential. It's been an exponential growth since this lockdown. And some products are maybe hard to find on empty grocery store shelves. The grocery stores do a fabulous job generally keeping a stock. But there were a couple times I went to my favorite grocery store and I couldn't get the cut of meat I want or whatever. And I was very happy to have a farm supply direct avenue to go pick up that tri-tip and go pick up that bone-in ribeye steak and that ground chuck and ground beef. So the consumer direct, the sell direct farm to end user. By the way, when is my cow going to be ready? Speaking of direct.
June 29th.
Speaking of direct from farm to consumer, I've got my name on one of Romy's cows. So that is a huge movement. We covered that with the Farm Bureau in the 8 o'clock hour. The 9 o'clock hour, we talked about different ways and tactics and equipment you could use to cool off your outdoor living environment. And in Arizona, up north, of course, it's very easy to do down here on the desert floor.
That's one thing we didn't say, just go north.
Yeah, you can just go north for sure. Different ways of cooling off your outdoor living environment in the 9 o'clock hour. The 10 o'clock hour, we talked a little bit about roofs and how you should be preparing them for the monsoon season. And
we have a good article on rosieonthehouse.com if you in the quick links at Pinnacle Roofing helped put us together.
And the one thing we didn't cover is if you do get a leak in a monsoon, do not just sit there and worry about it. Get a bucket, put it underneath whatever it's dripping. If it's not dripping, that's a bigger problem because it's accumulating. And if you see the drywall of a ceiling or the paint start peeling, take a ice pick, go poke a hole in that sheetrock right there and let the water collect. Because if it just keeps collecting on top of the sheetrock ceiling, in and amongst all the insulation, when it comes down, you aren't going to be happy. You're going to have yourself one big mess, yeah. One big mess. So don't let the water accumulate up there.
And the newest addition to our e-store, wrapping up, we had found these Work Sharp knife sharpeners, and we had the angle set knife that we had. And you know, we try and keep everything on the e-store $50 or less. And they've got, but everyone that was interested in these sharpeners didn't want the...
I love mine.
The manual.
I love mine. I love...
So...
It's a great stress reducer, just sharpening the knives.
So we added the electric one, and it jumps to 150, but it does everything. It does shraded edges. It does saws. I've done my lawnmower blade. I've done my sickle. I've done my kitchen knives. I've done my outdoor knives. So we've added that to our Rosie on the House e-store. If you've got questions between now and next week, R-O-S-I-E on thehouse.com, you can shoot us an email there or find the resources. We try and put everything we talk about here on that program.